Happy podcast, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
It's a new month, and so we have a new exclusive episode in the Adventures in Odyssey Club. This time, it's an alliance with American Heritage Girls. And today on the podcast, we'll be hearing from their executive director, Patty Garibay.
But before we get there, a quick reminder. If you haven't voted in the Avery Awards for albums 67 and 68, don't miss out. Polls close soon, so make your voice heard by voting today.
And now let's talk to Patty about American Heritage Girls, Adventures in Odyssey, and how the two connect.
It's our privilege to welcome Patty Garibay to the podcast, and if that name sounds familiar, then you are either an American Heritage Girl or the proud parent of one. But either way, this lady has devoted the past 25 years of her life to that organization. Patty, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you.
So rather than having two middle-aged guys try to describe the American Heritage Girls and why it's so amazing, why don't we let you do that?
All right. Well, American Heritage Girls, or AHG, which is what we love to call it, by the way, is a Christ-centered character development ministry for girls ages 5 to 18. So girls of all those ages can be in the same troop. And together, they are chartered by churches who say, you know what, we really care about girls, we care about families, we want to grow our church and our impact in the community, so we want to have an AHG troop here. So that's how it gets started. And then what happens through those troop meeting times and the wonderful relationships that occur through the AHG program is that girls start to understand their identity in Christ. They understand lifestyle evangelism, like rather than just going to church on Sunday and maybe learning about the gospel and stories of Jesus, you're actually living it because you're serving others. You're doing what Jesus has taught us to do in real life time. So it's a time for girls to put their faith, put some legs on their faith, and also have a whole lot of fun because the girls actually earn badges. They learn leadership. They go outdoors. They do zip lines and all kinds of crazy stuff. And they also learn what it's like to be just a girl, what it's like emotionally and intellectually, and just that it's okay to be feminine and it's okay to have that role in society today. So girls of all ages are loving American Heritage Girls, and these troops are all over the country.
Well, Patty, scouting has been around since the early 1900s. What led you to start a brand new organization for girls who are preparing to enter the 21st century?
You know, it really was a leading. It wasn't something I wanted to do. It was something that I felt God was calling me to do. Now, here I was, a Girl Scout leader for my daughters. I have three daughters, and I was a troop leader for each one of them. So that meant I led three troops, which was a lot,
Wow.
It was my ministry. You know, it was how I was able to share Jesus to girls through the Girl Scout program. Well, you know, things changed. And in 1993, the Girl Scouts changed their Girl Scout promise, which was something every girl said at their troop meetings, that I promise to love God. Well, they put an asterisk by God's name. And that was a concern for me. What do you mean an asterisk by God's name? It meant that you could put any word or no word at all in that area. So no longer was a belief in God necessary for the Girl Scout program. Now that's when I went to this moral dilemma, as they call it, and say, what am I going to do? I can't serve two gods. It's either the God of the Bible or it's what the Girl Scouts are calling God. What am I going to do? And so that's what led us to start American Heritage Girls. Now, we thought it would just be a little club, you know, just for my daughter and a few of her friends. And it was supposed to be that way. But, you know, God's plan is way bigger than our plans, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And AHG has grown a lot since 1995. So along the way, have any special memories stood out that you can share with us?
Oh, my goodness. There is nothing better than to meet the girls that are enjoying the program. You know, think about so often people might dedicate their whole lives to something. Let's imagine a research scientist may dedicate their entire lives to research but never see that cure for cancer that they worked on. Well, what a blessing to be able to see these girls that have been in American Heritage Girls enjoying what you only could have dreamt of and seeing it happen generation after generation. Now, I even have have girls from my original troop who are now mothers of girls in troops, and that is so cool. And that legacy continues today as we celebrate our 25th anniversary. So that was one of the cool things that got allowed to happen through AHG.
Well, of course, we're chatting today because on August 1st, we released an exclusive episode at AIOclub.org inspired by American Heritage Girls. It's a fun show called Badges of Honor and Patty. The big debut was supposed to take place live at your 25th anniversary celebration last month, July. It didn't work out that way. I mean, what happened and what did we do instead?
Well, what did happen, Bob? I mean...
Yeah.
Has anybody noticed that right. There's been a global pandemic and that COVID has interrupted our plans, right? But we know that the Lord knew this was happening way before we did, and we are riding that wave. Yes, yes, we're disappointed. Yes, we are so sad that our girl convention was postponed, and we're prayerful that this year, in July, in 2021, that we will be able to have it, albeit a year late. But still celebrate that quarter of a century milestone. And so what was going to happen there was so exciting. We were going to have a preview or a rollout, I guess you'd say, of the Adventures in Odyssey program called Badges of Honor, that episode. And we were all so excited about it. And I think we were going to have perhaps some characters coming and just really exciting information about the Adventures in Odyssey Club. And we had to, innovate, punt, change, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I think you guys did a great job because what we did instead was a virtual rollout, a virtual red carpet, so to speak, of the episode. And the girls in American Heritage Girls were able to tune in one evening for the premiere and enjoy hearing their own story in the Adventures in Odyssey cast and crew.
Well, that's cool. So how familiar were you with Adventures in Odyssey before we approached you about doing an episode? Did your girls grow up on the show?
Oh, you betcha. Not just my girls, but my son as well. I have three daughters and a son. And so our four kids, now I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but this was part of our chores. It's when the kids were doing this, cleaning their rooms and those Saturday chores, because that's when it was on at our local radio station, they would listen to Adventures in Odyssey. And we were probably some of your very first listeners. We've been listening since mid-80s. Now how cool is it that my grandkids are listening to AIO? So again, it's one of those awesome God things where he's so good to us, and here we are big fans, and then you even wrote an episode about our heartthrob, which is American Heritage Girls. So it's so neat. Yes, we are very familiar. Matter of fact, our favorite episodes was always if it involved Wits End, because the kids loved ice cream and all they cared about was seeing that. And then when we were on the show, it was very cool because we visited Focus on the Family and we got to see the wonderful Adventures in Odyssey. What do we call it? Experience, I guess you'd say, at
the National
Headquarters.
Over in the Welcome Center, exactly.
Yes, and that was so cool for my youngest daughter, who we started American Heritage Girls for. She said, here's Wits End, here's the ice cream shop, where's Mr. Whitaker? She remembered everything, so it was awesome.
Oh, that's fun. You know, that's one of the great sadnesses I feel this summer is that we don't have guests coming and going the way that they normally do, because it was always such a pleasure to kind of wander over there on my lunch hour. Usually I go on a Friday afternoon and just watch the families enjoying wandering around at Wits End. It's great. So was there a particular episode, Patty, that that you remember fondly that you heard over and over again? It's funny, back in the days of cassettes, a lot of us parents can remember our kids having a favorite episode that they love so much they'd rewind the tape right away rather than listen to the other side first. Was there an episode like that that stood out to you?
There was, and it's so funny you mentioned, Bob, the cassette tape. That's exactly what it was. You know, you'd pop that in, and that would be on your drives, because at the time we lived in 10 hours away from our hometown, so we would listen to that too. The one that they really loved was this, I think it was about a small town. It was sort of like a competition, who has the best small town?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one? That one, they loved that one. And I'm not really quite sure why they loved it so much, but I'm sure ice cream was involved to it at Wits End at some point. So
they
talked about that a lot.
Yep, that was back in album 50, The Best Small Town. Yeah, for us it was Sunday Morning Scramble. I remember that was the one that just always seemed to be playing at bedtime.
Just give me Aloha Oi over and over again. I just want to be in Hawaii. I'm sorry. So.
There you go. That sounds really good.
Yeah. So describe the reaction of your people in your organization when they found out that Odyssey would be spotlighting AHG.
Oh, my goodness. So much excitement. You know, prior to our episode, you had done one for Trail Life.
Yeah.
And Trail Life is our brother organization. And so many of our families are involved in both Trail Life and American Heritage Girls. So what would be the common request after they saw the Trail Life episode? Well, is American Heritage Girls going to have an episode? So they were so excited to that little sister was able to be featured as well. And what a blessing. But, you know, so many of our people have been fans of Adventures in Odyssey, and even as girls, I mean, a lot of our leaders listened to it growing up, so it truly is a legacy, and they were excited to be part of that legacy.
So were you able to provide ideas for the episode, or how did that interaction work between Adventures in Odyssey and AHG?
Yes, we did. A matter of fact, my girl development, our program impact director, worked very closely with the team at Adventures in Odyssey, sharing our handbook, which had a lot of our badges, which led to, of course, the badges of honor, right?
Yeah.
And then also talking a little bit about what our program's like, what our girls are like. And then your team even visited a troop on one of their very high adventure horseback riding, zip lining events, and really got to know what AHG was all about, and I think they encapsulated our essence so well in the episode. It was awesome.
When you heard the final product, was there one part of the story that really resonated with your experience with the actual AHG troops?
Absolutely. You know, the competition that can occur sometimes between girls, right? And there was a competition between how many badges one could earn, and sort of looking jealously at the, called the Marcies, I believe their names were, and sort of wishing I had that many badges. That happens sometimes on awards day, but all in all, what we need to encourage our girls is that, you know what, your accomplishments do not define you, and that was your theme, and I loved it. I also loved that you talk about the girls being daughters of the king and that their identity is not on what their performance is, but where their hearts are. And that's the same exact message that we share with girls in American Heritage Girls.
Yeah, of course, Kathy Buchanan wrote that episode, and I thought she did a really great job with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned the badges, and, you know, as a former Cub Scout myself, you know, badges are pretty important. And in the episode Badges of Honor, Olivia and Zoe set out to earn all of them in a week. Okay, so that's probably not realistic. So how do the badges actually work for AHG?
Well, there is no way Olivia and Zoe could ever do that, because there's over 320 badge opportunities in American Heritage Girls. So they would have to be superhero HG people or something. But really, the badges are not about accumulating them, because it was so important when we were starting this new program that the girls not only remember what they did to earn that badge, but actually could teach another how to do that skill. So it's not just about getting all this done and, you know, I got to get the boating badge now. Let's just go out in a boat. And no, are you learning enough to be able to teach someone else how to do that? Mm. And that's why it takes time. And you know what? Honestly, what we encourage our girls to do in their troops is to earn about 3 to 5 badges a year. Because there's so much more in American Heritage Girls than just badges.
So the highest honor is the Stars and Stripes Award. So what does a girl need to do to earn that badge?
Well, that is for our Patriot level girls, which are the high school level, you know, 9th through 12th grade. And it's really a difficult award. A matter of fact, in the 25 years that we've been around, only 800 girls have earned this. So it is a very much a dedicated, and we often like to say, you need to have a calling for it, because it's going to get really rough, and if the Lord has not called you to this kind of accomplishment or desire to do this, it's going to be really hard. But what they do is they decide what kind of service project that they want to commit to in their community or within their church family that will make a difference, and that will not just be a one-and-done thing, but something that can continue on so they begin a legacy in their community for something great. So there's all kinds of things that the girls do. You know, we teach them from the very earliest ages of American Heritage Girls to do service and to do service projects. And what that does is it helps develop their heart and their passion around a topic. So by the time they get to the Stars and Stripes level, they might say, I love feeding the homeless. or Feeding the Hungry. I want to do something for the homeless shelter that I have been already given my time to through my years at HG. Now I really want to do something, and maybe it's a building project, or it's a food collection, or it's something very new and different, and it's got to require 100 hours of service, plus all the project planning. So it's a big deal. In addition, you've got to earn 16 badges, Olivia and Zoe. 16 badges at the highest level, and boy, that takes 3 to 4 years easily. So it's not something you decide on overnight. But I tell you what, it's really cool to see how many Christian universities are now saying, if you have earned the Stars and Stripes Award, you are going to get a nice, nice scholarship.
Awesome.
That's pretty, I did not know that. That's great. Well, the one that really impressed me, you alluded to, Patty, and that is the Daughter of the King badge, because it's not just about what you do, it's about who you are. Could you expand on that a little bit? Because it also helps set American Heritage Girls apart from other scouting organizations that don't have that emphasis.
Absolutely. It's so critical. I like to say we are helping girls to understand who they are and whose they are. And so the most important piece of this is to understand your identity as a daughter of the king. And how do we understand who the king is except by studying his word? And so Bible studies, understanding a biblical worldview, looking at your world through that lens versus the secular humanist lens is very critical to American Heritage Girls. And so they're looking at things very differently. And, you know, their faith no longer is just something that they do on Sunday, but it's something that they do all the time, because their faith now is woven almost like a thread in a tapestry, that it continually colors everything. And what is beautiful is our adult mentors or leaders always are bringing that to the girls' attention. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's on a camp out, look at God's beautiful nature, or if it's a service project, what would Jesus do in this situation? It's always being brought up, and the thread is very obvious. So a daughter of the king is not just a cute little term. It is truly a lifestyle, and it becomes part of the girl.
Well, I like to see what club members have to say about our monthly adventures. And just over the weekend, a comment from Nani Poppy said, I love this episode. My best friend is an American Heritage Girl, and Badges of Honor helped it come to life for me. Patty, working with your team helped American Heritage Girls come to life for me, and I couldn't be prouder to have you as one of our ministry alliances. Thank you so much for being with us today.
And thanks for having me. God bless you and the ministry, and may Adventures in Odyssey remain for many, many more generations.
And when we reopen Wits End, we would love to have you and your family come out and visit us. Let us know you're here.
We will. We'll be there.
All right. You can hear the episode about AHG titled Badges of Honor in the club right now.
Let's hear a preview.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Olivia and Zoe are on a mission.
Let's prove that we can be the best badge earners in all of American Heritage Girls.
They start at Wits End.
Can we decorate it? We need our cake decorating badge.
And continue from there.
And is there anything else you need us to do?
Like horsemanship, geology, space exploration, pet care?
Follow the girls as they earn their badges and learn about being daughters of the king. This month, only on the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Listen at AIOClub.org.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Don't forget, you can vote in the Averys by going to adventuresinodyssey.com.
To contact us at Focus on the Family, you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station Books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through Wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Vikings.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.